Well, here with me this morning are two physician assistants with long-standing careers. Eleanor Abel is a physician assistant in the care of cancer patients and patients with blood disorders, and Thomas Antonini is a senior physician assistant in cardiac surgery, both from Upstate Medical University. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
So I understand that besides being PAs, besides being colleagues, you have something else in common. Ellie, I understand you recently nominated Thomas for the PA of the Year Award.
That's correct.
Can you tell us about that? What is that? What is that award?
Well, every year there is a local group of physician assistants called the CNYPAA. So we're a PA association locally, and we really like to recognize deserving physician assistants. So we try every year to choose awards for a PA of the Year, a PA Educator of the Year, and a Physician of the Year. And Thomas really stood out because he's one of those silent, hardworking, dedicated people in the field who has much experience. He's served as a mentor, a preceptor, an educator. He actually probably is better equipped to tell you about his experiences, but he has worldly experience, global experience. He has gone overseas to help folks in other countries, and he's done surgery and assisted with care there. And he was really one of those folks who was deserving of an award that he hadn't received. So I thought, let's choose Thomas this year, because he's the one who really should be our PA of the Year, not knowing that doing that on the local level, it was well received. He was selected as the PA of the Year for the local region, and also we submitted his name to the New York State Society of Physician Assistants, and he was chosen at the state level as well. So he's got two awards this year.
Oh my, that's incredible. So have you been awarded the award as of yet, or will there be a ceremony upcoming?
Yes, there'll be a ceremony October 20th. New York State Society of Physician Assistants has an educational conference every year, and they'll be in Tarrytown, New York this year.
Wow. So that'll be that's a pretty big honor. How do you feel about these honors?
I was very excited. Yes, it's a very big honor, because to be chosen out of the state, we have in New York State, Ellie, how many PAs?
We have over 8,000, 9,000 PAs
wow.
in New York State.
So I hadn't realized that your numbers had grown to that degree. So that's quite significant.
Yeah.
1 out of 9,000.
Yeah, I'm very honored to be receiving that award.
Now, you both have been doing this for a very long time, and for our listeners, probably most people are familiar with the concept of being a PA, a physician assistant. But tell us, either of you, tell us a little bit about kind of what, in general, your roles could be. Or specifically, Ellie, tell us what you do, for example.
Well, I initially came to Syracuse working at St. Joseph's Hospital in surgery. That's how I met Thomas, because he worked there at that time in their cardiovascular surgery department. And over
you
the years...
You came from where?
I came from the Stony Brook Long Island PA program, graduated and came back to this area, which is home for me, and went to work in the surgery department. And now, for many years, I've been over here at Upstate in the cancer center, the oncology center, which we lovingly refer to as the ROC, mm-hmm. the Regional Oncology Center. And we do patient care, you know, we're our tertiary care center, so we see folks from all over the state. We take care of only adults in my unit. There's also a pediatric cancer care and blood disorder unit. And we see new patients, we see people in follow-up, and we basically can field any problem from any part of this state. We also get referrals from other states. And we do comprehensive patient care. Folks come in and they come in with a new diagnosis, or they may have had surgery. They may have had their biopsy. Most of them have had a biopsy proving that they have a cancer or a malignancy, or they've had blood tests that were abnormal. So we get folks that already have a diagnosis of cancer, or we get folks who have abnormal blood and folks need more input and surveillance to see what the problem is. So we're problem solvers where I work.
But when you talk about being a PA or physician assistant, how is that different, for example, from either being a physician mm-hmm. in terms of what you actually do with patients, or a nurse practitioner who is also considered what they call mid-level, or a provider as well? How's it different?
PAs can do about 80% of what the physician does. We work really closely side by side as the physician's assistant. And the difference between the nurse practitioners and the PAs is nurse practitioners are trained in the nursing model, and they're all nurses by background. And their program is a little bit more focused in terms of they may provide adult care or they may provide pediatric care. And sometimes if they want to expand outside that role, they will go back for more training. The physician assistant program is more like general family medicine practicing. Our role is to go to many different sites during our training and be equipped to help deliver babies or provide family care to adolescents, pediatric, adult.
So it's kind of more like the old family practitioner, not the old, but like the family practitioner or the general practitioner of old.
Yes.
But you can basically do many things or most things that a doctor can do. In your circumstance now, I understand you're in cardiac surgery.
Right. We're trained under the medical model, same as physicians are trained. It's how our programs were set up. And then you can specialize. Exactly that. My basic degree from Emory University in Atlanta is in primary care. But then when I'm doing my rotations, I specialize that with intensive care medicine, general surgery, and cardiac surgery rotations. So because I had an idea when I got out that I wanted to be in surgery, and I did. When I got out, I started in general surgery at St. Joe's with Dr. Joseph Byrne a few years ago, and then I transferred shortly afterwards to cardiac surgery.
So what do you actually do in that setting?
We first assist in the operations. We'll independently harvest the conduit for the bypasses, whether that's taking the veins. We'll help the surgeons sew the heart valves in, sew the grafts
on. So you have hands-on.
Oh, without a doubt.
You're doing hands-on surgery, quote-unquote.
Yeah. Yes.
But obviously with a physician's oversight.
Right. We work within the scope of practice of whatever our physician supervisor does. So whether we're in oncology, radiology, pediatrics, whatever our surgeon or our doctor can do, we're under that scope of practice.
So really, I mean, getting back to that concept, you have a choice, or you make the choice of a particular subspecialty area, and then you kind of specialize in it, and then you really do what the doctors do. Is that correct? But in New York State, you cannot practice independently of physicians. Is that correct?
That's correct, right.
That's correct. We're dependent practitioners in the sense that we have a supervising physician and we can practice with the physician. I guess that's one difference between the nurse practitioners and the physician assistants, where we see nurse practitioners setting up independent practices more and more. And just to note, there are many nurse practitioners and physician assistants here at Upstate, and we work side by side very collaboratively, and we have a really good relationship, and I feel personally as if the nurse practitioners and physician assistants are a really important part of the infrastructure of medicine here and other parts of the country because of our role.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that. We're going to unfortunately have to take a very quick break, but I think the key point here is, in just a second we'll take a break, is that the access to care is expanded tremendously by having this other level of care, or these other professionals such as yourselves doing the care.
Yes, and we agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I want you to hang in there. We're going to take a very quick break, and then we'll be back with more from Thomas Antonini and Ellie Abel right after this short break. Cohen, along with physician assistants Ellie Abel and Thomas Antonini. And Thomas has just been named the PA of the year, not only locally, but for New York State as well. And we've been talking about the role of PAs in today's medicine. So how about you, Thomas? Tell us a little bit more about your training. And you said earlier that you wanted to do surgery. What brought you to becoming a PA to begin with? And then why did you think you wanted to be a surgeon or a surgical PA?
Well, I started as a respiratory therapy student at OCC, Ondaga Community College, and part of our rotation was in the operating room observing surgery with anesthesia. And as I was observing, I was at St. Joe's watching Dr. Effler do heart surgery, And he had two PAs he brought with him from the Cleveland Clinic. And to me, that was the most impressive thing I had ever seen. So immediately at that point, I made my decision that I wanted to continue on with my education as a physician assistant. So I explored all the different educational opportunities, and Emory University in Atlanta was one of the premier heart surgery centers in the country. So I sort of guided my educational path down there, and I was accepted. And 27 months later, after I had gotten my degree, then I came back to Syracuse, New York.
We're so lucky you came back.
Which is hometown for me.
Yeah.
I grew up in Salve.
Yeah.
And I started at St. Joe's, worked there for over 24 years. And
oh, my.
Great opportunity opened the doors for me to come to Upstate, so I took that opportunity.
Fantastic. So how long have you been actually at Upstate then?
4.5 years now.
Wow. Wow. But you've had this is quite a august career of 28 years at least. Is that correct?
Yes. I wasn't throwing any dates out there. I've been doing this for a while.
You've been in it for a while. So have you seen things change? I mean, I think we were just saying before the break how important the role of PAs has been to expanding access to care. First of all, in what ways do you think that's true, either of you? I mean, have you seen, for example, more surgeries able to be scheduled, or in your case, more cancer patients able to be taken care of because of the addition of PAs on the scene?
Well, physician assistants are, I think, an important layer that helps in terms of communication and resources between the patient and the physician. You know, it's amazing. The work that PAs do really covers a lot of area. The things that we do are we advocate, we help facilitate care, we help case manage, we help find resources for the patient. You know, my role is a little bit different than Thomas. He works side by side with the surgeons and very involved. I think he can tell you about that. He gets involved in some of the really intensive care perioperatively and postoperatively. But I do think also that part of our role is as counselor, mentor, to help facilitate patient care, which is more and more frustrating and difficult and challenging in the arena of healthcare as it is today.
So in a way, you're almost like an ombudsman. I mean, you're almost like a patient advocate as well.
Absolutely.
Which is quite necessary these days.
Yes.
And quite unique.
Right. I would agree with that. As we see the patients, we also educate them on their disease and how they can best take care of their diseases and how to be responsible. Because a lot of patients we see, the average age is in the 70s and 80s now. It's increasing all the time. And so you want to let your patients know that the path they can take to help themselves and their disease, to stop smoking, lose weight, to control their diabetes, and make sure they take their hypertension medicines is just an example. And we have a little bit more time than the physician does, so we'll spend that with the patient. And the patients appreciate that. And one point I always make is, you know, the patients will ask you questions and not be sure of something. You look them in the eye and say, I'm taking care of you as I would a family member.
Wow.
That's very reassuring. And that's a true statement, because you see so many times your own family that when they have their health care procedures done, they're not always as beneficial and explained as well as they should. So when I get in there with a patient, I want to make sure I'm giving them the care that you want everybody else to have.
What's wonderful to me is this whole notion of communication, which unfortunately in the busy nature of healthcare today and the pressure for physicians to see more patients, the costs going up, all those things, communication often falls by the wayside. And it sounds to me like that's a role that you guys have absorbed or taken on and are carrying out, which is crucial. Crucial, I think, even to the outcome in terms of a patient being able to feel hopeful about their future.
Yes, that's without a doubt.
So, Thomas, you've been all over the world. Tell us about that. What have you been doing?
Well, our new heart valve came out about 12 years ago. It was a freestyle aortic valve made by a company called Medtronic. So I traveled around with other surgeons just teaching people how to put this valve in. I mean, we went to India, went to the Philippines, went to Poland, went to Turkey, teaching new techniques for these heart valves. And the big reason we were doing that is it's a tissue valve that lasts longer and has better hemodynamics, so it's better for a patient as opposed to a mechanical valve that you have to take Coumadin for. And a lot of other countries, patients don't have access to the anticoagulant Coumadin or to have proper blood tests done. So an improved tissue valve is a big benefit for them.
And did you find those, I mean, what was it like training other teams of physicians in foreign countries?
Oh, they were very receptive. It was a wonderful opportunity for us. The patients were very appreciative. And you see a different type of healthcare system over there where the patient's families are actually in the hospital helping take care of the patients afterwards. Everything from washing them, getting them, ambulating them. So it's a family as well as a team effort. A
family system.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was very interesting.
It was very educational, very rewarding.
So, Ellen, getting back to you, I asked Thomas, how did you decide to become a PA?
I was, as a young mother, I had kids with asthma. So I eventually went into respiratory therapy. So I have that in common.
Oh, same path. Same path to a different, to the same outcome, a different outcome, yeah.
And I did that job for about 8 years, and I really loved it, but I felt like I wanted to have a bigger impact on patient care as a whole. And I thought you did a really good job of explaining, Tom, what our role is in terms of advocacy and cheerleading for patients to be responsible and take the lead in their healthcare, you know, more and more important these days. And I eventually went on to the Stony Brook Long Island program. And my first job, I was hired by Joe Byrne, same as you were, who was a wonderful surgeon, who I worked there at St. Joe's for a while, and came back to the Syracuse area because my family's in the surrounding area, Madison County and so forth. And I've found it to be a good fit and a fulfilling job of being able to be at a really privileged position of helping people, educating patients, educating other professionals and students, and interacting with a really great professional group. We have a wonderful group of physician assistants in this area.
Now, I understand that you both went to schools out of the area, but currently we have at least two programs in the area. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have Lemoyne College, which has been here over 10 years, and it's a wonderful PA program, and we were really glad to see it come to Syracuse. And they've graduated many, many PA students, and we have those students filtering through the area. And we have the new Upstate program, which is fairly new, although it's been around 2 or 3 years. And they're graduating students who will be going out into the rural areas. So very exciting to have the two PA programs locally.
Well, it's been very exciting to have you both here today. It's very inspiring, actually, to meet two people so dedicated who have worked for so long in this area and have obviously increased the value of healthcare in our region. So I want to thank you both for coming in. My guests have been Eleanor Abel and Thomas Antonini, both physician assistants at Upstate Medical University. We'll be right back with right after the news with more HealthLink on Air and what can be done to help a common but rarely talked about problem. That's postpartum maternal depression. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.